scarf.
Well, a sleeveless thing that a man might wear under his coat.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, our vest.
Mm-hmm. And then the bottom part would be the...
pants.
Any other names for pants?
Breeches.
Okay. is that an older name? Okay. Any other name?
Slacks.
Mm-hmm. How about work clothes?
Work clothes or Sunday clothes or anything like that.
Well, if a man just went out to work on the
dress
farm,
clothes,
what would he put on?
He'd put on work clothes. Work pants.
Would you ever call anything overalls or coveralls or jeans or?
Well, my grandfather wore overalls.
Overalls?
Mm-hmm. My daddy too.
What do those look like? They have.
They have straps.
Mm-hmm.
Comes over the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Faces
mm-hmm.
are front.
Yeah. Okay. And if the man's old clothes wore out, his old Sunday clothes, he would have to go to town and buy a
brand new set.
Of what? A brand new
outfit of clothes.
Another word for outfit to mean the coat and the pants and the vest.
Dress pants.
You'd say he would buy a three-piece
suit.
And so it would be a brand
new suit.
Yeah, okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it would make them
full.
And then they would do what?
Punch out.
What's another word for punch out? My aunt says pooch out. This is one that starts with a B, though.
Bust.
Well, would you say bulge or bulge?
Bulge.
Say it again?
Bulge.
Okay. Let's see. You might say the coat won't fit me this year, but last year it
fit.
Mm-hmm. And if you went outdoors in the winter without your coat and somebody thought you needed it, he might run and get it and say, here, I have
your coat.
I have done what to your coat?
Brought it to you.
Uh-huh. And if you got home from work and there was a package lying there, she would say, the delivery boy from Jones's store
left your package.
Using the same word you just used. He brought.
Brought.
Yeah. And if it was the wrong package, Jones would call and say, please
return it.
Using the same word again. The please. You know, you said he brought it. So please, will you please
carry it back?
Using that same word, though, that's a form of the word brought. Please
bring it back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if your shirt was not sanferized and you washed it in hot water, what would it do?
Sterilize.
Well, if you washed it in hot water, though, and it was not treated, it's another way of saying it would draw up. It would.
Yeah, draw up.
It would do what?
Shrink.
And yesterday it?
Shrunk.
And it seems everyone I have washed has?
Shrunk.
Yes. And if a girl likes to put on fancy clothes before she goes to a party, you'd say she likes to?
Dress up.
Mm-hmm. How about if she likes to put on makeup?
Yeah, I know all of them like that. She puts on a lot of makeup.
Would you ever say primp or anything like
primp.
That?
Primp.
All right. Would you ever say... There we go. Okay.
She's prepping up for the party.
Okay. How about a man, if a man liked to put on clothes?
He's prepping up for the party.
Man primps up too?
Some of them do.
Did you ever hear a man who likes to dress up called a jelly bean?
Jelly bean.
Jelly bean. I don't know where that comes from. I've heard somebody say that.
No, I don't believe I ever heard it.
What would you call a small container that you might just put coins in that had a clasp?
Small container.
Mm-hmm.
Bank.
Well, just a little bitty thing. Got one in here, I think. At least I would call it this. People have... What would you call the big thing that women would carry?
The handbag.
Okay, is there another name for handbag?
Therefore.
Well, what do you call...
Change purse.
Ah, that's what I was trying to get you to say. Okay. So the purse is the little thing.
Yeah.
And the handbag is the big thing.
The handbag is big.
Okay. And then what is a thing a woman might wear around her wrist as decoration?
A watch or a bracelet. Or...
Mm-hmm. And how about a lot of little things?
Necklaces.
Well, if it were a lot of... Say it were a lot of beads strung up together, you'd say it was a what of beads?
String of beads.
Mm-hmm.